You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. Rate of enthronement. What do you need to be called God's generals here in these days and time? Go and share pictures. Go and share testimony of encounters that didn't happen. Share stories of miracles God didn't do. Do it consistently. Share pictures of meetings where there are crowds. Oh, Tom, you are a general. When they come there, you are papa, you are daddy. People come to my page, say, Papa, I'm saying, I told you how I respond to those things. You say it. I don't believe you. Who is me now? Thank you. Maybe it's between me and you've said it has entered my ears. Must not even enter, it cannot enter my heart. Never. Like whenever you mention that and just mute. Why are you calling me that name? Simply because I wrote something. Or you saw something. So it appears as though what our fathers were getting in their 60s, a young boy can get it in his early 20s and say, now we are equal. Because listen, God has not changed. What is changing is what speaks to men, what appeals to them. There was a generation that miracles and all this was not what was appealing to them. What was appealing to them is a righteous walk with God. And a generation also came that now the moment you can talk about, I am God, I am El Shaddai, I am God the Father, I have the beginning of days. You are talking about yourself. They say, ah, that man is deep. If a shallow generation calls you deep, don't rejoice. Let me say it again. If a shallow generation calls you deep, don't rejoice. Don't let anybody enthrone you too early. Call you different names, don't believe it. What did I say? Don't believe it. One of my pastors met a young lady on the road. And he's very jovial. And he just said to the young lady, ah, my mother in the Lord, Robaton. That was all the confirmation the girl needed to have. And Pastor Lazarus is her husband. How did we get there? The person that called you that name, you don't know whether he is drunk. Anyway, one of my pastors cannot be drunk. He was just joking. That's why if a pastor, you have to be trained. You can't just joke anyhow. Because there are things you will say, just confirm for the devil in somebody's heart. You get what I'm saying? My mother and the Lord, don't turn. Just receive a 1 hour phone call. And say, to crown it all, this is going to happen. A very nice person. How did we get here? How many people can we genuinely say is still hearing God now? Ask yourself. Do I still have the culture of laying before God in stillness and quietness to hear God?
executive that they speak to me. I'm about doing something. What's your counsel? What's your take? My Father in heaven, what do you have for my generation? I'm here as your son. Talk to my heart. Those who lock themselves up just to place their head. I'm concerned that those who ought to be under tutelage are already teaching. I'm concerned. These are burdens. Look around. And I'm asking. If everyone becomes a teacher, our schools will be empty. Oh. Hey. Father in heaven, help me. Sorry, don't worry. Somebody put in what I'm saying. Very important stuff. So I want to check the time for. So I want you to be interested in the depth of God. Be interested in His depth. Be interested in His what? Depth. Be interested in His depth. Tomorrow is weightier than today. Be interested in His depth. There are many things you must die to become very valid in God's plan. One of them is pleasure. Pleasure. Fame. Money. You know what I'm saying? Pleasure. That feeling of wanting it easy all the time. Wanting it easy. You must die to it. That wanting of fame. You know what wanting of fame can do to you? To make you become a slave. If you want fame, you will lie. Do we still have people who have conscience? They go for a meeting, say, this meeting, over 500 people came. We look at the picture, we are seeing less than 100. Are you talking about the great crowd of witnesses that came with them? Because it's really appalling. You see meetings you attended yourself. You see the testimonies that they shared. I had that day. God took it away. My eyes were scratching me. God healed it. And you see testimony. God took away cancer in that meeting. Glory to God. God healed somebody of jaundice. Jaundice? Where is the doctor's report? You see this desperation. This desperation. This desperation. I tell you, if God is... If I see that things are trying to move too fast, I go back and ask God, what have I done wrong? Why should... no, sir. It's not a blessing. What do you say I've done wrong? There are level of liftings you are not ready for. You must admit it. If men give it to you, even at that point that you are not ready, don't celebrate it. Find a way to push it back till you are ready. Are you following what I'm saying? Many will never fulfill destiny. Many will not. Let me say it again. Many will never fulfill destiny because of failure to embrace pain. Don't want any time in their life that there seems to be uncertainty. Any time that you have to depend on God. And I'm teaching you, you are getting blessed. Because I've been through hunger. I know what it means now. Things may be slightly different now, but I know what it is. To finish meeting and then you are going home. You don't have transport at all. And the distance is like from Ife tomorrow. Say about 10 kilometers at night, and God is saying, don't ask anybody. I'm the one who has sent an assignment. I have to wait on God to inspire somebody to sow seed of 500. They will squeeze it to your hands like a policeman. The situation will humble you so you can become the kind of man God wants you to become. Say, don't ask anybody so I can teach you faith. In most cases, I will have entered the bus. I enter that bus, no pine. Somebody will just around, pastor, I say, boss, I do. And say, pastor, please, God in my heart to give you 500 naira. Your head is correct. There was a day, the sister was running towards me. Pastor. I say, please, I just want to tell you, please pray for my pastor. Okay. I was thinking there's more, because I've entered this bus. God said, don't ask anybody for money. I don't have. Because when I got, when we got down from the bus, you know, Ife, where are you? Town, bro, the gate. And people were paying, your own 20 naira, your own 20 naira. That somebody passed and said, ah, pastor, pastor, don't pay, don't pay, don't pay. The pastor, it's been a long time. How are you doing, sir? Please, sir, please, sir, let me just bless you with this. You hear what I'm saying? Even though I would have just stood outside. I said, Father, what next? What I'm saying, does it make any sense to you? If you want to go far, you'll have to learn to walk in uncertainty. You will not always be sure, but God will just say, keep moving. Many pastors' children now hate ministry because of this. If you do God's work the way He wants you to do it, you know what I'm saying? You'll see His blessings. God will bless you, but He will never put it first. But if you put it first, He's speaking to your greed. He will bless you. Somebody know what I'm saying? Are you really learning what I'm saying? Please. The ways of God is far different from our own ways. His pattern is different. Embrace these things. This is how to become solid. They've called you God's general. God's general on social media. Bah! One thing happens, bam, God's general is gone. You're a champion, not because you know how to punch the devil, but because you know how to withstand. I write to you fathers because you know Him that is from the beginning. There's something that makes them fathers, knowing Him. They know His ways. They know His pattern. They know His operations. So I always ask myself, if my generation keeps going on this path, do we have hope? Is there any assurance that God can find a man like Adeboye amongst us? Let's be realistic now. Do you know what it means? Hold on. Do you know what that is? You think it's a joke? Huh? Do you know what it means to be in that man's shoes? You are somebody's kind of weight is not cracking. Because in this kingdom, you carry a weight with a weak spirit, you will commit suicide. This walk can bring depression. Your prayer life is down. To be walking with zeal. Zeal is good, though. I'm not saying be zealous. It's good. But if you don't have corresponding stature to bear the burdens, those zeal will push you to buy a sniper. I'm telling you. One day the enemy will just assault you. You know what an assault is? You know what assault is? Your mind is bombarded with different things, right and left. Assault from here. And listen, one of the ways you know it is the devil attacking you is that you never come as one. One will start it. About 10 will now show up. Now ask, why me? Have you been in church before? You have never entered church, then you've never really faced the confrontation. No. You'll be confronted. They will check you out. One thing will just happen. You did this. Before you know it, about 20. There are things in your life now that you are not being disciplined for because nobody knows it. If God must take you far, He must expose you. But sometimes we are talking about being disciplined, talk about certain things that people only know. I'm saying God will not allow you journey and say, I will repent in my heart. No, sir. For you, this kind involves that your secret will be released. If you don't go out and confess, it will open you up. How will you open you up? You will fall. I'm not saying God is not going to make you fall. But something will shall happen. Then you have to say, ah, this is my life, oh. This is what I've been covering under clothes since, oh. Please, I've always needed help, oh. But please, I didn't know how to get it. Have you ever been in that place before? I've always needed help. I've always been struggling with this. I didn't know how to get this help. Please, help. That's when the man is now broken. That's been broken with sledgehammer, but it can be broken by the word. I need help in this area. Please help me. If you are going to matter in God's plan, God will not join you and keep secret, oh. God will not join you and keep secret. Say, we'll just make it a secret. It remains so for the rest of your life. But others may, not you. If you don't open up, the idea is that you'll still be wallowing in it. You'll still be struggling and baffling with it. And then the funny thing is that they'll be disciplining others. That you know that if your own secret is out, they are even better than you. And you join and say, hey, we don't even know that this is who they are. Don't jump at that time. The question you ask is God. If this what this one has done is just this more, and it's facing kind of discipline, me, you know I'm worse. Am I still a child? Do I still matter in your plan? When God jumps and passes your mistakes, that's not called grace, sir. That's not grace. Because every child that the Father loves is chastised. Father, why is that when it comes to my case, you turn away your cane? Am I still a child? Are you following what I'm saying? When I'm watching meetings online, probably one prophetic meeting, I say, this one looks strange. Probably I'm reading something in the book. Rejoiner, it says many tough stuff. I'm reading stuff. God will, he will never allow me just pass and say, pause. Tell me, Lazarus, pause. What you just read, do you believe it? God is checking me out. Others may read and say, my own is not like that. Pause. Because a time is coming that many of these decisions will rest on your shoulder. Don't let's journey with assumption. Son, do you believe it? The Lord, teach me to believe. Help my heart. In this area, my faith is weak. God will say, all right, this is a possibility in my body. So now you believe it, then can become a possibility in your life too. There are things you didn't believe, but God didn't ask you, do you believe it? There are ministers you listen to and conclude that they are from the pit of hell. Meanwhile, they have carried dimension for your lifting. Why was God quiet? These are questions to ask. Somebody will come back and say, I tried to do this, but God came. He disciplined me. He didn't allow me to go about my own way. He did this and did that. But you look at your life and say, for the past 5 years, I've been doing things my own way. You are not asking. At that point, you break down. God, me and God, have you left me like that? Because let me tell you something. If you go about your ways for so long, the time is coming, you look anointed in your own way. And your way will start looking like the ways of God. But it is not. Meaning that there is nothing anybody can tell. Just say that this is God. So I'm always concerned. What are the structures we are building at major junctions of our life? Do you know that it is possible to get to a point as a Christian that you are lying and you are feeling anointed? Because you have been doing over time. Anointing will just cover it from in that area. Anointed liar. I can't remember who or where. Somebody told me something and then later sent me a message. Pastor, this thing I told you is a lie. Ah! So you are a Christian. No, you are a Christian. I respect you. Thank you. Just send me a message. Say, Pastor, what I told you is a lie. This is the reality. Wow. Lord, I trust you. You have a heart. You have a heart. Many Christians are really trustworthy. Even by fellow Christians. I was watching, reading the news of something that happened in Ibadan. A boy that was taken from secondary school, right, sponsored to university by one man. Right, the man gave birth to twins after waiting for about 15 years. He orchestrated the kidnapping of those twins. And when they were doing video to announce online that the twins had been kidnapped, he was the one holding the phone. And yet, he was the one who orchestrated the kidnap. Are you seeing how wicked the heart of man can be? I'm saying yours is not any better, except God helps you. I'm saying God can bless you and lift you, and at the same time, God, that same God says, I need something about your life. Say no. Is that not wickedness? Talk to me now. It's a very serious issue. True or not true? So concerned. See, this is service after service. Me pouring my heart out. Do I say all these things to those who are on Facebook? And there are things I will not still say here, except I meet with those I meet on Saturdays.
God. I believe that these are the concerns of God. God is asking, because I think I shared the story in 2012 when God asked me, when I after doing a meeting. And God asked me, said, "Son, when I call my servant, my friend, Adeboye home, when I call my servant Adeboye home, will I still have a friend like him amongst you?" God was asking me, "Will I still have a friend like him amongst you?" So what are the basic, most important structures we need to have in life? Number one, nothing can snatch me away from the love of God. Nothing. There's nothing God can give me that will be too big than me. Amen. Nothing can snatch me away from the love of God. Number two, there's nothing God tells me to do that I won't do. There's nothing God tells me to do that I won't do. Number three, nothing will ever take the position of God in my life. Nothing will ever take the position of God in my life. I'm still going to have to teach the ladies. And many things I want to teach you guys. People don't think because I'm on break, I've stopped teaching. Because that most of them, you can't handle them yet. You need to have taught you consent for like 6 months. Because there's some kind of rebellion the woman must have in marriage. If not, the woman will be doomed. Look up. Let me talk to you. Are you feeling what I'm saying? It is not strength to be a total yes sir woman. Anything my husband says, yes sir. It is strength to be a yes sir or yes, as long as it is in line with God. When it is not in line with God, I take no. If you are yes sir, this is your own marriage equation. One will chase 1,000, two will chase 2,000. Can't chase beyond two. As a matter of fact, God cannot even trust with anybody who is special in his plan. Because in the days that the fellow will misbehave, you are not strong enough to stand and say, "No, sir. God did not teach us this way. I will not open my eyes and watch you do this." What's her name? Jezebel, not a wife. Talk to me now. What I'm saying is that you may look like you are on fire now. A man come into your life. You are bereft. Nothing. I'm telling you. He's doing things against God's counsel. You can't say no. It's not the things we see in the body of Christ. I'll be very blunt with you. Because you don't know God. Sorry to attack you. I'm not attacking you. I'm teaching you. Training you. Just looks like you do, but you don't. Jezebel was the kind of woman. Anything the husband wants. Even when it's not against God's plan. Even when it's against God's plan, he'll give it to you. But we have another woman called Abigail. When this man is wrong, I know he's wrong. And I'll take a right stand. You get what I'm saying? No conviction. You ask yourself as a person, do I have conviction? Are there things I'm, you know, convinced about? Are these things too hard? Very simple things. Are there things I'm what? If God is bringing me into a man's life, if all I have to say is yes, yes to everything he's doing, I'm an helper. What's changed? Now somebody's cooking. He's teaching your own definition of help. Do you know what I'm saying? Somebody's in the other room, like your president said. That ought to help. Let's wake up. You get what I'm saying? That God is saying, "This guy, I'm going to use for my plan, but he has not really learned this. This is somebody, this girl has been trained by me. I can bring her here. And then I know that when in the days the devil tends to do this, this one will not allow him. As a woman, are you a pillar that when the building is crumbling, you stand and say, you will not fall below this place?"
I'm saying? Is it understandable? The way you're looking at me, it's strange. In anything you are doing, just make sure that the first quality you check for your spouse is the fear of God. The fellow doesn't have to be perfect. Fears God. He fears God. He will be wise. If you have a spouse that will come out and tell you that, you see, those pastors in church, I'm just doing those things because I'm with them. The devil will pepper them too. Is that the fear of God? Is that the fear of God? Because what you will do is that you are being brought into assassination. Before you know, you become clique now. Start assassinating ministers and then say, see what our spiritual father told us. All those things, just into his own pocket now. This. When you start hearing those things, there's fire on the mountain. Run. Don't ever let your emotion outweigh your focus. Let it. The weight of tomorrow is more than the weight of today. This is me just talking to you. Pouring my heart out to you. Run. Does he fear God? It is impossible to say Pastor Lazarus is my friend and then that friendship is something that destroys other people. It can't be done. I'm out. I will never be there. I will never be there. I recognize fire on the mountain on time. I run. So, see that these are not the kind of preaching that you can quickly rush and say you want to go and re-preach. The signature to teach this kind is that there must be an attestation of death in your life. You re-teach it, you sound like a comedian. What have you died to? What can we see as a proof? There are messages that will land on your head. You can teach from the head back to other heads. There are some that the license to teach them is that you have cooperated with what you are saying. Even though you look like a joke, this is one kind like that. God has started writing the story of this generation. What are you writing? What part are you featuring him? It is easy to watch previous generations and be motivated and yet not cooperate with what they did. Are you following what I'm saying? Bow your heads down. Tell God, help me to be strong. I get tired easily. Some of these things are not easy. Daddy, Lord, any strength, help me to be strong. 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 Teach me. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathway of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Omiye. Mo fe mo miye. Don't shun.
Latori Tewa. Omiye. Omiye. Mo fe mo niye. Don't show. Latori Tewa. Father, in the season that strong men are scarce, help me to cooperate with your training to become strong in your hands. Help me, Lord. Go ahead, talk to God. Help me to cooperate with your training. Help me, Lord. Shalamakate. Lende bekerekia da barakushinti. Help me, Lord. I don't know the areas you've been saying no to him, but tell him to help you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, I want to bless you for your children. Please help me strengthen them, Lord. Let none of these ones fall off your plan. Let them not be able to say no to you. Empower them, Lord. Let the weakest amongst us be stronger than 1,000. Put your love in our heart, Lord. Help us truly, Lord. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.